This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to
Minor Issues,
Major Opinions,
the podcast from Real Simple, where we hash out some of the most controversial lifestyle topics raging on the internet and finally settle the debate with industry experts. I'm Azam Aga, photo director.
I'm Leslie Corona, senior home editor.
And I'm Amy Macklin, features director.
And we're your hosts. How is everyone doing?
I'm all right.
Never been better.
Today I feel pretty chill.
Survived skydiving. So, I mean, clearly I'm here. Yeah. So
it went okay.
It went okay. It was good. I'm never doing it again, but yeah.
You'll never do it again.
Nope.
I felt the same. I would never need to do it
again. Yeah, it was great.
I would, but.
Yeah, but.
I don't want to or need to, you know?
I'm the only one at this table who's never skydived. You think I should do it?
Yeah.
There's a place in Jersey where you can do it indoors.
I think I might have actually gone to that exact place because I've
you
also
put
done
one
that.
Of those
yeah. And it's like a tube or something, and you kind of like, yeah. Anyway.
So, what's today's topic?
Today's topic is there a right way to load the dishwasher?
And I heard you talk to Monica Padman, the co-creator and co-host of the podcast Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard.
Yes, I'll share my interview with her later in the episode. Plus, at the end of the show, I interviewed Brandon Schaefer, product manager at GE Appliances. So make sure to listen to the end.
Okay.
So
people are really in their feelings about this one. I think there was a lot of.
So we asked readers on Instagram for their thoughts on this question. If there's a right way to load the dishwasher, we got a lot of lengthy responses, like
essays,
like 10 lines long at least.
Right.
And they're like, I put the dishes on the top and I put like plates on the bottom and the bowls on the top. I feel like the common response I saw was like, well, I do it right, but everyone else does it wrong.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
people
that's true.
People get very, like, territorial over the dishwasher. I don't know.
If you go to the mildly infuriating subreddit, there are a lot of people posting, like, this is how my girlfriend loads the dishwasher. There are a lot of them. So I will have to say, I know that I always had the lazy dirtbag take, so I didn't think I cared so much about this as I do. But once I read other people's philosophies and once I looked at like the ungodly pictures, I thought I actually do have feelings about this. I actually do think there's a right way to load the dishwasher.
So you have feelings about it, but like, would you go in and correct somebody else's way of doing it? Because I think that's what a lot of people said. No, a lot of people on Instagram are like, I will go in and rearrange all of it.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
I mean.
Then just do it yourself. Right? It's like.
I will say that like first I thought, oh, this is just fussy, just people being fussy.
Right.
But it does seem like there's a correct way to position them so you set up your dishwasher for success. So
like maximum cleaning.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to just throw them in there. It has to get the water coming up from the bottom. And you want your plates to face the place where the water, why am I doing this? Why am I throwing my hands? The place where the water comes up, you know, you want them to do that. So,
right.
Like,
them to get washed.
Yes.
Did you know how a lot of people think that the dishwasher is like a tub? Like, they don't know how a dishwasher operates. They think it's like it fills up
all the way to, oh my.
Yeah. They don't realize it's like spray arms that rotate and spray.
That's not real.
No, people think this though.
Because
don't realize, like, that's partly why I think some people don't fill the dishwasher correctly. It's because
they watch too many cartoons.
That's true.
That's what it is. It's from the cartoons.
I mean, maybe.
What?
Probably. But that's why it really does matter how you position those plates and those dishes because you could be blocking the spray arms. It's not going to fill up like a tub or anything like that. You can actually watch a lot of YouTube videos about that. That's how I did my report.
Do they put like cameras in there?
Yeah, they put cameras in the dishwasher. It's really cool.
I bet that is cool.
Yeah, I did that for my reporting on the story. But I don't know. I didn't grow up with a dishwasher, to be honest. I didn't really start using one until I was like 27.
Maybe that's how I'll get TikTok famous, put a camera inside of a dishwasher and just post
those. Go to Amazon, see what happens.
People are going to love it. Those rugs washing ones that we spoke about get like millions of views.
Yeah.
But
it's my next venture, guys. Sorry.
Did you see the TikTok where the woman puts the toilet seat in her dishwasher?
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
You mentioned that.
Well, she later said it was just a joke, but she put the toilet seat in her dishwasher. And then it's, and so then there's another guy on TikTok who has a song. It's like, you can't eat at everybody's house. So anyway, but that's what you mean.
You're on TikTok like that?
I love it.
Oh, I didn't know
I'm
that.
Really way into TikTok.
I didn't know that. I'm the given least TikTok-y of all of us. I never go on TikTok.
I broke up with Instagram. I broke up with them all.
And those relationships, girl.
You learn a lot on TikTok, though. You know, I'm like, which bears are dangerous. Right. And
yeah, but you also see a lot of dumb
you
on
do.
TikTok.
That's true.
Like, there are people who put like regular dish soap in dishwashers, going back to the topic, which you should never do. You should never put regular dish soap in your dishwasher.
Why not?
Because
what will happen?
Well, it's not the right concentration of soap.
Okay.
And then the other thing is you might like create suds. Like, it might overwork the machine, basically.
Okay.
So that's part of it. But actually, if you load it incorrectly and you block where the soap is, it won't come out. Like, the pod will stay in where the dispenser is, and then your dishwasher isn't going to run effectively.
Okay, I have a question, and maybe you can answer this.
Okay.
Where does the pod go? Like, I think like when you close the dishwasher, it just shoots it out, right?
It does.
And it just goes anywhere?
No.
Is it a very specific space?
If you look on the second or third rack, I don't know what your situation is, but there's like a little... Like, it pops out and there's like a little cavity almost on the second or third rack. And that's where I've seen
it land.
It's supposed to land there. I've never actually seen this with my own eyeballs, but yeah, I think that's how it works.
So you know what I do sometimes? I get the pod and I just throw one in. No, I throw one in and then I put one in the little pocket thing just to get it like extra clean. Is that dumb?
I don't know if that's dumb. I think it's
like, am I over sudsing my dishes?
I think it's a problem if it's spotty. Like, if your dishes are coming out spotty or...
They're not. They come out filmy. Way cleaner.
Do you use any kind of, like, rinse aid?
No. Okay. Should I be?
Some people think it's good. Depends on, like, the kind of water you have. Like,
okay, here's the real problem, right? These series have kind of, like, triggered me in my whole... Like, my whole questioning my whole life, you know? Growing up, we've had a dishwasher, but we never used it.
Yeah,
and so I didn't know that we had a dishwasher because my mother would store Tupperware in there.
Yeah.
And she would make us wash everything by hand.
She didn't think it got clean?
No, she didn't want us to be lazy and just acted like it was additional storage. And so
that's smart.
I knew that the dishwasher was there, but I wasn't quite aware of what the dishwasher did.
Yeah.
And my entire life, even when I would go back to visit her later on in life, in my 20s, 30s, whatever it was, still wash dishes by hand.
Yeah.
I kind of get that though.
And she had a dishwasher in her new house too. And so growing up, I didn't have that access. So as an adult, I'm kind of like, sometimes I'll be washing dishes and I'm like, wait a minute, I have a dishwasher. I should use this.
Yeah.
And so then I use it, but I actually don't think I know the right way to load a dishwasher.
Right.
So my answer is, I don't care as long as it
fits. You don't care.
As long as I can make as many dishes as possible fit.
Right.
And they get clean enough, then they're good. And when I say clean enough, I mean they are really clean. I won't do it where they're like dirty and grimy.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, I just, every nook and cranny, something will fit.
I'm actually not that particular about the way it's loaded because I didn't grow up with one. Like in New York, that's just like not a common thing to have a dishwasher unless you're in a newer building. Like now I have one because I'm in a newer building. But in our old building, that was the first time I had a dishwasher and I never used it. And my husband was like, we have this really good dishwasher. Why are you washing everything by hand? And then I was like, yeah, I guess that's a good point. Sometimes I wanted something right away and I'm like, I'm just going to wash it now.
Right.
And so that's what I would do. And then it wasn't until I started writing stories for us, for Real Simple, about dishwashers and like everything you could put in the dishwasher, which by the way, then I went the complete opposite way. I started throwing like everything in the dishwasher. Like I would start throwing in like the dish rack. I would throw in like the dish, you know, the sink strainer. I would throw the sink strainer in there. I would throw in like my brushes, my hair brushes. I would
Your
throw
hair
that.
Brushes?
Yeah, I would throw in everything to the point where my husband was like, you need to stop. Like, okay, like, I get that. Like,
you're
like,
shiwi.
Yeah, I was getting out of control. Now I've stabilized. I'm not as out of control as I was back then. But like,
sometimes I'll throw a sponge in there.
So that doesn't actually
do anything?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like, why?
Well, you should just be throwing them out.
We have such a huge amount of sponges that I usually do throw them out pretty frequently. But sometimes I'm just like, eh, just throw it in there.
Yeah.
If it gets a little grime on there, and it comes out pretty clean. And there's a sanitize button now. What does that do? Oh, is that real?
No, it's real. It is real.
I feel like they just add like these little gizmos and gadgets, and you're just like, oh, sanitize button, but it actually doesn't do anything.
Funnily, like a lot of people on Instagram said that they just use the dishwasher to sanitize things. And I'm like, oh.
Like what kinds of things?
I guess if somebody's sick, or baby bottles, I believe a lot of people use it for. If it's dishwasher safe, I don't know.
Good to know.
But another thing a lot of people were talking about were like knives up or down.
I feel like knives up is dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Right?
You said it just such an obvious like, no, duh. Like,
I mean, I get
really,
it.
Like,
I get it. Maybe a butter knife is a different way to like approach this, because that's, you're not going to slice your fingers open on that. But like a knife pointing up, it's like handing someone with the blade facing forward.
Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense. I don't know.
No, I agree. And the experts I spoke to for the story also agree. But I think some people believe that like, it doesn't get as clean if it's not facing up. I think if your dishwasher is fairly new, if it's a young one, like within the last 10 years, it should do the job. You should not have to worry about whether or not it gets clean. And then the other thing is mixing cutlery. So some people load their dishwasher so that it's easier to unload it, right?
Okay.
Because it's faster that way. So they'll put all the spoons together.
But I mean, they have that little section where you put the things
they,
in, right?
Yeah, no, they like group them all.
Oh.
You know what
oh,
I mean? They'll put all the spoons.
Okay.
So.
You know what I do? I do the whole like full grasp all at once, which is probably why I don't put the knives facing upwards.
Right.
Like
no,
I just grab them all at once and then I just lay them on the table and then I separate them then after the fact.
Yeah. We're both right. Basically, it's better to just mix them up, because if you put them all together, for example, like spoons, if they're all together, they might nest.
Yeah.
And they're not clean. It doesn't clean in between them.
Spoon nesting.
Right. Yeah.
I knew that was a problem.
Eternal vigilance. Okay. My mother made us wash the dishes before we put them in the dishwasher.
That's a good one. That's a big one.
Like, so do I have to do that?
No, you should not have to pre-rinse your dishes.
What about the commercials where they put that nasty lasagna dish out and then they pull it out? Does that really work?
What do you mean, does it work?
Doesn't it have chunks on it? And where do the chunks go?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where do the chunks go?
Okay, yeah, no, you're supposed to scrape.
Yeah, okay, scrape. That's what I do.
Don't pre-rinse.
Okay.
Not even a little splash of water.
Technically, assuming you have a fairly decent dishwasher and you're using quality detergent, you don't really need to pre-rinse it.
Okay.
I just feel like that, like I you know. Said, lasagna, like the tomato chunks or whatever is in there will just like end up in the bottom. Excuse me out a little
bit. I think one other example, because that's a good example. And then oatmeal, I think, is the other one that a lot of people are like, no, but I need to rinse off the oatmeal first before I put it in the dishwasher, because.
Nice. Try it. But let's see if that oatmeal comes off. I feel like even after like 55 dishwashers, that oatmeal is stuck
on.
To the Tupperware or whatever.
Okay, good to know.
This is the one thing that actually I'm very much a stickler about, is like packing things tightly. Like that drives me nuts. Do not do that. It like really infuriates me. I get that you think it's Tetris and everything, but it doesn't need to be. Like space everything out just a little bit so that the water can reach everything.
Right.
Also, if you pack things in too tightly, like things can break. The dishwasher, like, it doesn't really rile me up, but that's like the only thing that I'm like,
Have you ever seen those recipes where you put your salmon in the dishwasher?
Yes. Okay.
Have you ever tried it?
That's the one thing I haven't tried.
I don't think
anything.
I heard you correctly. Can you repeat that?
You put your salmon in the dishwasher and it steams. You run the. I don't know why this is any better than any other way to steam salmon.
As in fish?
Yeah. Yeah. And it steams.
Do you put in aluminum foil? Yeah, right?
Probably. Yeah.
You don't just throw a filet in there.
So you just lay your spoons down, get your aluminum foil in there, throw a piece of fish in the dishwasher, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
The dishwasher, not a fish washer.
We need like a grunto.
That's very educational.
I really could talk about dishwashers for days.
I love your passion for cleaning. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
I do.
Between laundry and dishwasher.
The other thing is, I'm like you, Mazam. I feel like I need to rinse off the dishes a tiny bit, even though I don't really need to. But you actually want a little bit of food on your plates when you put them in the dishwasher.
Wait, why?
Depending on like the kind of soap. But most soaps that you put in the dishwasher, most dish detergents, most dish pods, they need like food particles on the plates to work more effectively.
Yeah. It's grossing me out for some weird reason.
I don't know.
Just like the fact that that cleaning product needs to cling to something.
It needs something to attach itself to.
Has a life of its own now.
Yeah.
I'm never going to want to do the dishes again. My mom was right. Washing my hand.
It's like I was the dishwasher growing up.
Ow.
But anyway.
Hey, my mother was wrong about that then.
What, the pre-rinsing?
Yeah, the pre-rinsing.
Well, back then, I think it was a little bit different. But like within the past 10 years, dishwashers have gotten so much better. Like you really don't need to. And they're so much more like efficient and energy friendly, like, and whatever. So back then it made sense, but now not so much.
I'm just glad we didn't have a river near our house. My mom would send us down to the river to clean the dishes if it was up to her. Okay, so let's take a listen to your interview with Monica Padman. I'm excited to hear what she has to say.
Hi, Monica Padman. Welcome to Minor Issues, Major Opinions. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. The title was enough to get me to jump in.
We are so excited to have you. You are the co-creator and co-host of one of the most successful podcasts, Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. I did a little bit of homework on you, which sounds scarier than I made it to sound, but it's literally just like me looking you up on Wikipedia, but and then doing some Instagram stalking.
Great.
But I'm so impressed with your background. You really like hustled your way to the top. You know, you grew up in Georgia. You have Indian parents that came to this country. You were a front desk receptionist at SoulCycle.
Yep.
And like you babysat for Kristen Bell. And then you like worked your way up from there. And
correct.
Like I mentioned earlier, now you're like working on this like super big deal podcast and a bunch of other things. I mean, how does it feel to like be so normal and then have this massive following on Instagram and be so successful?
Well, that's really flattering. Thank you. I know what you're asking. I think what's hard about answering it is it's just your life, right? Like every day feels sort of normal to you. It's not like all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And I think because it happened sort of gradually, it didn't feel like, oh my God, today, all of a sudden, I have more than 10 followers. You know, it's like, it's just been this sort of gradual process, all based in work, which I think is really good for me. You know, it's like, I still ultimately have to work all day long and into the night and stuff.
I will say you hustled.
I mean, I edit the shows and it's still like, I'm on the ground, which I like.
Yeah. I was doing some poking around and I don't know if this is true still, but like you have been on fewer than 10 dates. Is that real?
At this point.
Is that still real?
It's around real. Whether, I don't know, it might not be exactly under than 10 at this point, but it is small. Like the number is itty bitty. For sure.
I don't know why I found that so fascinating. I also love hearing about people's like dating lives, to be honest. Like I love taking the popcorn and hearing all the.
I get it. It's bizarre.
The other question I have for you is, so you live across the street from Kristen Bell. Is that true? Is that still true?
We live close by. Yes. And I have bought a house that will end up being really close.
Okay. Because I'm like, are you guys really like besties like that? Like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're my family. You know, I started nannying for them when Lincoln, their oldest, was a year or less.
Wow, yeah.
I started date night babysitting for them. And then I came on as a nanny when Delta, their second, was born a year and a half later. Yeah, I was the nanny. Then I was her assistant. Then I was her producing partner. Then and I've just like grown up in that house.
I did want to ask if you had any projects that you wanted to promote, anything new?
Well, we are still developing a lot of stuff under the Armchair umbrella, our producing company. So we have a new show coming out pretty soon with Liz Plank and I hosting, which we did our fertility podcast, and now we're going to do an ongoing show. So that should be out in the next few months. And then just our normal, we have five shows a week.
Our normal five shows a week. Okay. That's cool. Okay, Monica, are you ready to answer some low-stakes, controversial questions?
Yes. I can't wait.
Is there a right way to load the dishwasher?
I love this. People have such strong feelings about the dishwasher. And I only have one opinion about the dishwasher. I actually don't really care how it's loaded. I also currently don't have one. And it, not having one will make you appreciate a dishwasher so much. It's outrageous. And so, no, I don't care. Except I do think that knives and forks, like I think the utensils need to be facing down. I want the handle up. I think it's a big hazard to have the tines or the knife sticking up.
Yeah. Can I ask why you don't have a dishwasher right now?
Well, I live in an apartment that doesn't have one.
Is it an older building?
Yes.
That's so surprising to me.
Yes, okay. It is an older building. Sense. I'm renovating a house right now. I won't be in there for a long time, but it will have a dishwasher. And I am very, very excited. A lot of apartments in LA, you have to sacrifice something. Like you either have a dishwasher, but no laundry or vice versa. I do have laundry in my unit, but I do not have a dishwasher.
Okay, yes. I would rather have a laundry unit than a dishwasher. I just feel like that the laundry situation becomes more complicated. Well, anyway.
I agree.
All right, Monica Padman, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was so nice having you.
Thank you so much for having me. That was super fun.
We'll be back with more after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm Leslie Corona, and you're listening to Minor Issues, Major Opinions. I saw you lighting up Mazam as she was talking. So what are you? I know you have thoughts. What are they?
I just love that I don't care. Because it's kind of like true. I feel like I don't care either. I just load it so it fits and gets washed. You know, yeah. I respect that.
I think
it's so funny.
Most people are either like, very, very like on top of it, or they really don't care. And I'm one of the few people who's like sort of in the middle.
I feel like you should load it in the way in which it will, you know, work most efficiently. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll put bowls in the top part. If there aren't enough glasses and the bottom part is full of plates and like other things, the bowls will fit on the top.
You're a maverick. And it does.
I thought you were going to call me a savage.
Hold on.
What?
Amy, you put bowls on the bottom?
I do put bowls on the bottom.
All bowls? Of all sizes?
Yeah.
Wait, are you not supposed to? I mean, I put them on the top when they don't fit in the bottom, but for the most part, it's hard to get them to fit because they're so weirdly shaped.
Depending on the size of the bowl, but I put mini bowls because they're like small bowls and put those on top. Bigger bowls, obviously, on the bottom.
Okay. Right.
But I don't discriminate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have another random question that I just need to get figured out. Okay, so I don't mean cutlery. I mean like your knife sets that are nice. Are you supposed to technically put those in the dishwasher or should you be hand washing those?
I mean, the correct answer is check your manual. It depends on the handle because there are glues sometimes in the handle that could have over time weakened because of the hot water that's in the dishwasher. So, I mean, to play it safe, you should probably hand wash it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they get a little dull.
Yo, some people be putting wood in their dishwasher.
Like a cutting board type wood thing? Or
what'd you say? Somebody on Instagram put wooden utensils in the dishwasher.
Oh, like a wooden spoon?
Yeah, like wooden spoons.
I have done that before.
Really?
Yeah, just if I'm really
lazy. Now who's the savage?
If it's got schmutz on it and I just don't want to deal
with
it.
You know what's nasty to a cheese? Cheese.
Exactly.
I don't trust my dishwasher for that, actually, now that I think about it.
But I will say, her saying that she doesn't have a dishwasher actually sounds kind of nice. You know, going back to my roots and all, hand washing dishes. Because when I used to wash dishes by hand, it was very relaxing. for me.
Was it?
Like, I do my best thinking, washing dishes by hand and taking showers.
Taking showers would make sense. I feel like dishwashing is good for podcast listening.
That's true.
I lived in a dishwashing situation, though, when I was growing up. Because we didn't have a dishwasher, somebody had to do them. And so I felt like I was always the one that had to do them in my house, even though I had two older brothers. Right. It was just, we had a very traditional household. Like, that's just how my parents wanted things done. And I feel like there's like a lot of resentment. There was a lot of resentment towards my parents over the dishwashing and stuff like that. And I feel like maybe that's why I don't love doing dishes.
It's kind of triggering.
It really is. Now the more I think about it, I'm like, yo, I have like horrible negative feelings about dishwashing.
It's funny though that you love cleaning as much. Oh yeah, I know. That's interesting.
Yeah, for me, it's like the instant gratification of the washing it by hand. You immediately see it get clean. That dirty pile just slowly, slowly gets cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. And same thing with vacuuming, right? It's just like beautiful.
No, I love my dishwasher. You just put
I mean, I've been doing that a lot more. I'm making up for lost time.
You put the filth away
when
and
I was lied to as a kid. My poor 11-year-old hands.
Aww. Bless it. On episode 9, our guest was entrepreneur, philanthropist, producer, and New York Times bestselling author Bethany Frankel. And she had some thoughts.
I'm sure she did.
On dishwashing.
Is there a right way to load the dishwasher?
There is, but not the person to know that, which is very shocking. I'm very immaculate and clean and organized. I despise everything about the dishwasher loading process, all of it. I want to take the dishes from across the room and use them like a frisbee and throw them in there and shut the door. I hate the
Wait, what? This is
because it always messes up. And then sometimes the container or the thing or the glass is upside down. And then like it fills with water and you're supposed to put your cutlery facing up, but then it feels like someone's going to get cut or poked, but it's supposed to be facing up. And then you load it. And then that like, it has to be like all the dishes that you don't have all the dishes at the same time dirty. So you don't know that like to put them all like stacked in exact order of their size. So like you get caught up in the game, moves too fast. You know, a couple of hours later, your dishwasher's all f***ed up and I hate unloading it. Wow. I hate everything associated with the dishwasher, everything about it.
When I was watching you on YouTube last night, I think you were like obsessed with the organizing stuff and I figured you'd be—
The most organized person you've ever met. I hate everything to do with like dirty dishes and unloading it. I hate all dishwasher related activities. Despise.
I feel very stressed out by that.
I love every second of it. She's just like so angry about it. And I feel kind of like I get it.
I get it too.
I get it. Yeah. I like sometimes it's just a pain and it's like the process is, ugh. Her answer was just great.
That was a very New York answer, though. Just like I'm very irrationally angry.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't just hang up on you.
Like, I reject everything associated with this.
But it's like interesting because she's so organized with everything else.
Yeah.
She's actually very, very on brand for us, but she's so organized. And then when she got really passionate about that, I was like, this is not
the frisbee.
I know. It's killer. Weird what some people choose to like fixate on. And then, I don't know. Anyway.
Not for Bethany. I know you talked to Tabitha Brown, who's going to be on our next episode. She's an actress and social media personality. I would love to know her thoughts on dishwashing.
Is there a right way to load the dishwasher?
I don't necessarily think there's a right way, but I do know that you don't put dishwashing liquid in the dishwasher. I learned that the hard way. You
have, like soap?
Like if you have like liquid dishwasher that you wash dishes with, you can't put that in the dishwasher. Right.
Wait, you said you learned that the hard way, Tabitha. What do you mean?
Honey, because, you know, we never had a dishwasher growing up. That was something I never experienced until I was an adult. And so I remember when we got a dishwasher, I was like, oh, I don't have any like stuff to put in there. I thought, oh, I can just use the same stuff I wash dishes with. Put that in there, went to take a shower, came back. My whole floor was filled with suds.
Oh, no. I wonder how long it takes to clean up that mess if you make that mistake. I didn't think to ask that in the moment. And I know.
How
I
do you even clean it?
How do you clean that up?
Slipping and sliding.
Up, scoop up soap and then
the suds. Is it just suds or is it like liquid and suds and it's
because if
slippery?
It's liquid and suds, that'd be annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, the suds are annoying, but anyway.
That's kind of fun.
This seems to be like a common mistake people make. Mm-hmm.
I want to start a club. Like people that either had dishwashers but couldn't use them or didn't grow up with a dishwasher club.
Which is,
I feel like I feel like I found my people.
Yeah.
We are a very unique group of people, I feel like.
Bitter.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a very unique group.
Well, let's see what the expert Brendan Schaefer has to say about all this.
Good morning. My name is Brendan Schaefer. I'm the product manager for stainless steel dishwashers at GE Appliances. I've been there for about 15 years and I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
The topic of the episode is there a right way to load the dishwasher?
Yeah.
What is the answer? Is there a right way to load the dishwasher?
There are absolutely tips and ways to make sure you get everything washed and dried to your expectation. So there's multiple spray arms inside your dishwasher. One of the biggest things is to make sure that nothing's blocking those spray arms and that they can spin freely to distribute the water to all your plates and bowls, silverware and glasses and such. Another thing is, you know, you shouldn't really nest things on top of each other. So if you imagine kind of like stacking cereal bowls on top of each other into your upper rack, we're not going to be able to get water into those bowls that are stacked on top.
I think the one thing people often argue over is the cutlery basket for some reason.
Yeah.
There are two points of contention there. The first one is, do you mix cutlery or do you not mix cutlery in the cutlery basket?
You can absolutely mix cutlery. Absolutely.
Is it better to do that or not?
I don't know that it's better or worse, because I also think it's true that we all have different cutlery and different silverware, and depending on what occasion, you know, if we're having our family over for a large dinner or if it's, you know, just me, you know, on a certain weeknight, you know, what we put in our dishwasher looks different every time. And it's the dishwasher's mm-hmm. job to do the chore for you.
I did write about this in the print article. And one expert I talked to did say that it's actually better to mix up the cutlery, because if you're, for example, lumping all the spoons together, what might happen is they nest. And when they nest, they're not able to get clean individually. So
yeah, that's right.
That expert was saying it's better to actually mix up the cutlery so that the water can get through to all of them. The other point of contention with the cutlery basket I heard is, do knives go up or down? What's the answer?
Honestly, my first response is I'm more concerned about your safety. So if you have young children at home, it's not safe to have folks grabbing blade up. So our recommendation is to do blades down. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, safety first.
Have you noticed there are some people who really think that dishwashers are like a bathtub, basically? Like they don't, right? Yeah. Is that like a common belief that people?
It is.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you explained, like, no, like there are actually sprayers. So how many, there are 2 to 3 sprayers, right, in a dishwasher, depending on the model that you have. Is that true?
Yeah, and that's true.
That's why placement matters, because you could block it, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. And our dishwashers are remarkably water efficient. That's, you know, we pride ourselves in being good stewards of our water usage. So on a normal standard cycle, we use less than 3.2 gallons of water.
That's amazing. Per cycle.
So and if you think about your kitchen sink, if you want to hand wash, and of course, we want to wash the dishes for you, you know, it's 2.2 gallons a minute. Mm. So you think about turning on that kitchen faucet and just running it. I mean, within 90 seconds, you've used more water than what our dishwasher uses in the whole cycle.
I'm glad that you brought that tip up, because I don't think people know that. They don't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to bring up was this trend that I've been seeing on TikTok about, hi. I'm sure clean. You're probably,
oh yeah.
There are two.
Clean talk.
Yeah. There are two trends that I just thought I just remembered. The first one is throwing a pod directly into the dishwasher.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's a terrible idea, right?
It is a terrible idea. So I'll tell you why. So inside that pod, there's different enzymes and there's different chemistry. Mm-hmm. Those chemistries work at different temperatures, and also the way the cycles are designed. So the first thing the dishwasher does when you hit the start button and close the door, it wants to go get off all the easy stuff. You know, any crumbs that are left on, it says, I want to get them off and get them away. And then the next thing it does, is it wants to start building temperature to activate those enzymes. And so if you throw that pod in the bottom of your tub right away, you're going to start to pump that detergent out before it can do its work. Mm. So we open up the detergent module at the right time to introduce it when the temperature and the conditions are right to do the work.
That's so smart. Okay. Then the other thing I've noticed is people throwing an aluminum foil ball into the dishwasher to get the silverware really shiny. Have you heard this trick before?
I have.
What are your thoughts on that as an expert?
I'm more concerned about having a high quality detergent, such as Cascade Platinum Plus, ensuring that your dishwasher is in proper functioning order, making sure that your filtration system's clean and ready to go. I think it's interesting, but it also depends on what kind of metals you have for your silverware as well. I think mixed results at best.
Is there anything else people should know about when it comes to how to arrange the dishwasher?
Well, I do think it's amusing that it's frequently a topic of conversation in households where you get folks arguing in the household. You didn't do it correctly. You're going in behind someone, and, you know, reloading the dishwasher. But like we talked about before, there's definitely things we, you know, don't nest your bowls. In general, those go in the upper rack, depending on the shape and size of your bowl. Mm-hmm. Plates can go in the lower rack, of course. You know, that's what it's optimized to do. It can go any direction that it fits. It's really okay. Mm-hmm. What direction you want to put it.
Yeah. So what's the final say?
So the final say is that, yes, there is a right way to load the dishwasher. Always check the owner's manual first because it'll usually give tips for best dish placement so you're not blocking any of the sprays. Sometimes they'll even have diagrams. We also spoke with Morgan Eberhard, a senior scientist from Cascade, who confirmed the order that you should place the dishes. So in general, wine glasses, bowls, small containers, those go on top face down. Plates go on the bottom facing center. Cutlery should get mixed up so they don't nestle together and so that every part is exposed for optimal cleaning. And don't pack everything in too tightly or don't stack anything too high. That'll prevent proper cleaning. Therefore, Real Simple says, yes, there's absolutely a right way to load your dishwasher, but you should definitely consult your dishwasher manual first above all else.
Okay, then. It's a lot of marital arguments that could have been averted if you just read the manual.
You just did it yourself. Felt that strongly about it.
But I do feel like reading the manual, people never do it, but that's probably the one thing you should do.
The first thing
you should do.
I'm going to go home and read my manual.
Thank you for listening to Minor Issues, Major Opinions. Be sure to follow Minor Issues, Major Opinions on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and a review. You can find us online at realsimple.com/MIMO podcast. Make sure to come back next Thursday for more.